To the editor. I grew up in northern Minnesota, and I have joked that I was an honorary Canadian, because of the similar warmth of the people, the bitter cold of the winter, and the shared religion of hockey. It felt like Minnesota Nice was a kind of geographic extension of Canada Nice. Over time, so many people that I have cherished have turned out to be from Canada. There is a grounded kindness that permeates each of them. I like to think of you in Canada as our older, wiser sibling. Less combative, more thoughtful about how to design a society, more generous and more neighborly. You don't need the limelight as much as we do, and your humility can be quite refreshing. I remember how in college, so many global travelers from America put Canadian flags on their backpacks because you showed up as more respectful and honorable way in other countries than your average American. Basically, I think Canada already is a great country, and if we really want to make the United States greater, we should emulate you rather than attempt to subdue you for annexation or worse. The fact that I even have to say this is an embarrassment. While I could not even have imagined the idea of annexing Canada, I do realize that our president represents our country and that I have to shoulder some of the collective responsibility for not having a different president and not doing more to raise my voice against his Canadian threats. I have done some, but I could have done more. So I want to apologize for not making stopping Trump's return to power my highest priority and for not truly sounding the alarm on the Canadian threats, which I know need to be taken very seriously. I had a rosier view of my fellow Americans and felt it was not plausible that a critical mass would choose him again, knowing what we knew. I just didn't want to see my fellow Americans as wanting an imperial president with aggressive and illegal designs on domestic and international power. So I thought the election result was assured near the end. I'm not inflated enough to say I could have swung the election myself, but I do know that I could have done more, and there are millions more like me. Now in this difficult situation with you, facing the prospect of an authoritarian regime that is diminishing our freedoms, ignoring our laws and menacing people who have done no harm, like yourselves. First, as one voice from non-MAGA America, I want to take this moment to honor you for the goodness and generosity that you embody for us and others. I do think you are a wiser and more mature society, and I hope we can learn more from you as a country. Second, I want to support the rest of the democratic nations of the world to create an alliance with you to protect your country. I'm not going to take it personally in the least. I see it as a necessary preparation to face off against our belligerent president. Here in America, most are still dismissing Trump's threats against Canada as negotiation bluster, but you know that he is actively paving the way for a real attempt at annexation or invasion via economic warfare first. He covets your resources and his mind. That is all that is required to impose his will on your country. Third, I want to do my part to prevent Trump's aggression against you. This letter is a start, and I will keep looking for ways to rally non-MAGA Americans. Fourth, I trust that as the nations of the world get behind you, and if you end up needing to stop Trump as a result of an actual invasion of your sovereign territory, I will support and cheer you on because you are holding the moral high ground. I refuse to support unjust American aggression but condemn it in clear terms and call upon the nations of the world to create a shield with you. Fifth, I'm confident that you will emerge victorious in this standoff. After all, while you may be nice, your unofficial national religion is hockey, which requires skill but also a certain kind of ferocity. I saw this growing up where mild-mannered grandmothers would get very fierce at hockey games. Trump has underestimated you as a country of fighters. I do not believe he will subjugate you economically or militarily because you will not allow that, and not enough Americans will allow it either. If he attempts, our streets will be overwhelmed by the reaction. You may become his Waterloo as he overreaches in his lust for more power. So please, for our sake as well, claim your power and stand your ground. You might need to endure some economic pain, but you will emerge stronger, more resilient, and in better relationship with the other democratic nations of the world. Do not make concessions, as that only goads him on. Stand clear and firm. Stop traveling to the U.S. Stop giving us your investments. Ban the businesses of Elon Musk that are empowering the American coup. Do not give in to the bullying in any way, but realize that just as your hockey team beat us this year, so you will stand up and win in the battle with your more aggressive neighbor. I realize that in this process of girding yourself for a potential battle with your one-time brothers and sisters here in America that you may need to see us as an enemy for a while. Trust that I know, as do so many of us, that we are still friends and allies. We will not begrudge you what is necessary to summon the animal spirits required to protect your homeland. We intend to heal the schism over time. I believe that we will eventually end the Trump era, in partnership with you, and I hope that something even better awaits on the other side. Thank you for being our friend and ally for so many decades and even now in the midst of our country's belligerence. Thank you for modeling respectful behavior and friendship around the world. And thank you for standing up to tyranny. I am sorry that we have repaid your generosity and loyalty so poorly with this escalating attack on your economy and your sovereignty. I trust that we will be able to triumph together and afterwards, to make amends and again link hands and hearts across the border. With love and respect, Stephen Dinan, San Rafael, California.